With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. California is now asking Monterey County to reclose a number of businesses. It comes after the state placed Monterey County on its COVID-19 watch list a few days ago due to elevated COVID-19 transmission. KAZU's Michelle Loxton joins me on the line to discuss what this all means. First, Michelle, which businesses must close down again?
In a tweet Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom asked a number of counties, including Monterey County, to close all indoor operations at restaurants, wineries, movie theaters, zoos, museums, and card rooms. It's important to note that these are indoor operations. So some restaurants may be able to continue services if they have an outdoor space and follow guidelines for social distancing. But staying open will be much harder for movie theaters and museums that are exclusively indoors. Another sector that was ordered to close are bars, and this is for both indoor and outdoor operations.
How did Monterey County get to this stage where it's taking a step back now in the reopening process?
Well, the state has a COVID-19 county watch list, which is essentially for counties that are not meeting the state's standards when it comes to containing the spread of the coronavirus in their communities. Monterey County was put on that list last Thursday. Some of the factors that got the county onto the list include having a positivity rate of more than 8% and seeing hospitalizations increase by more than 10% in recent days. The state said if Monterey County stayed on the list for 3 or more consecutive days, closures will be required. It did, and this is where we are today.
How long will these closures stay in place?
At least 3 weeks, which would be up until the last week of July.
And what has local reaction been like?
KAZU News spoke to Frank Geisler, CEO of the Monterey Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. He says the reclosures will have a negative impact on the local restaurant industry.
We were expecting probably 25 to 30% of restaurants not being able to reopen before this. So I don't know how much worse it will be, but it's going to be disastrous for the restaurant industry for sure.
We also spoke to J.C. Hill, the owner and brewmaster at Alvarado Street Brewery, which has several bar and restaurant locations across Monterey County. He says the reclosures will keep him up at night.
It's probably going to cut our revenue into a quarter of what it was. And what it was in the last month, you know, we were at 50% capacity. So it's a big hit to us. It's going to be very difficult. We're going to try our best not to furlough anyone.
That's just a few reactions from the local community on how reclosure will affect their businesses.
That's KAZU's Michelle Loxton. This is KAZU News.